This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with another session of Medical Frontiers. Here with Rob Pratt. How are you tonight, Rob?
I am good. Joey Bard just homered, so the Pirates have the early lead against the Cardinals, so that's good.
What's the score?
1-0.
1-0? Well,
yeah.
That's good. They won yesterday.
I'll take it.
We might get 2 in a row.
I want it.
Okay, Medical Frontiers tonight. And this is sort of an annual event that we have. This is Donate Life Month. Every April is Donate Life Month, a very, very important month for many, many reasons. But, you know, it's so important for people to get involved with donating. And I was talking to Rob during the tease. It's so easy. You just get that little indication on your driver's license or your real ID, and it's just automatic. And hopefully somebody will not need any of your organs, but if they do, it's really great. It's really great to be a donor because you can just save so many lives with every donation. And we have a little surprise guest tonight. I didn't know that we were going to do this, but our official guest is Dr. Jennifer Carpenter. She's been on Medical Frontiers before, I think every April since she's been in practice. She comes and talks to us about the wherewithal of organs and in the process of becoming a transplant recipient and so on. And she specializes in abdominal transplants. She doesn't do heart transplants, but she does kidney transplants, liver transplants, and other issues with the liver. And I don't know whether you do any pancreas transplants. Have you done a couple of those?
We do pancreas and kidney transplants together.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, welcome back to Medical Frontiers.
Thank you for having me. I love coming to see you guys.
Okay. And so when I saw Jennifer, she said, we're going to have another guest. And I said, oh, it's nice. She said she's a patient who has had a couple of transplants, and she works for CORE, and she happens to be my sister. And welcome to Medical Frontiers, Maggie.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Maggie Veers. And it's great to have you here. And I think why don't we start in this first 10 minutes Maggie, do you want to tell your story? Your sister told it to me, You tell it. I'll see whether or not your sister was very accurate. Okay.
All right. It's quite a long one.
Okay.
So I'll
okay. Take it away.
It all started when I was in second grade.
How old were you?
Seventh grade.
Eight.
Yeah. I think
eight.
Okay.
And, you know, one day out of the blue, I just had pure red blood in my urine.
And, all of a sudden.
Yeah. Just morning was fine. And then afternoon, boom.
Yep. Okay.
And so, of course, my mom took me to a specialist and found out that I had a IgA nephropathy. And, you know, for many, many years, as my kidneys declined, they just tried to treat the symptoms until the summer before my high school, my start of my high school, they said you either go on dialysis or get a transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And so all my family got tested and my dad was a great match. So that was my first kidney transplant.
Well, that's great. That's great. And so how old were you then when you had your first transplant?
13, 14.
And that transplant lasted?
7 years.
7 years. So then you had to have another transplant.
That's true.
Because that kidney was not working
yes.
as well as it should.
And yes, it gradually declined.
So who did you talk into doing the second one? Your dad couldn't do it because he only had one kidney left.
Right. So the time came. I got on dialysis, and I was on dialysis for 18 months. Had to drop out of college to do so. It made me very, very, very sick. And so they said, you have about 6 months left before we can't transplant you because you're just not healthy enough.
Yeah.
So we had, again, a lot of family and friends tested, and my maternal aunt was a great match, and it's going on.
Is your mother's sister?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's going on 14 years this June.
That's great. That's great. How do you feel?
Amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about, I'm not going to tell you about, you know, your compliance with medications and stuff like that, but it's very important that once you have a transplant, it's a lifelong thing, that you have to take some medications to make sure you don't have rejection and so on. And is that a daily thing?
Absolutely. Twice a day, every day.
Okay.
12 hours apart. Can't miss it.
Yeah. So you know that that makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
Okay. And are there side effects to those medications?
When you first start on them, because they're at such high doses right after transplant, there can be some side effects, especially with the steroids. It makes your like face puff up. But they gradually taper it down to a level that's suitable for the long term, and I have no side effects.
Okay, Dr. Jennifer Carpenter, was your sister a big reason that you went into transplant surgery?
Well, absolutely. I didn't realize it at the time.
it just sort of sneaked up on you?
It did. I knew I wanted to do surgery. I never really considered transplant despite what my family had gone through. And it wasn't until I was a surgical resident and I did a transplant rotation that I discovered that this is all I ever want to do ever again.
Oh, that's great.
And I should have listened.
And so you took a general surgery residency.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Iowa?
No, I did general surgery in Houston.
In Houston, mm-hmm. Okay. And then you took a 2-year fellowship.
Yes.
Two more years of surgery.
Yeah. So I had 7 in Houston and 2 in Washington, D.C.
So that's 9 years after medical school.
Yes.
Okay. And just for the listening audience, it takes a while. It takes a while for somebody to learn how to do these procedures. You know, that sounds like a very, very long time, but it goes fast. It goes fast. I was at a 5-year residency, well, a year of internship and then 4 years. But and I imagine it went fast for you. While you were doing it, it seemed to drag a little bit, perhaps.
Yes, yes.
And you wonder, am I ever going to be finished?
Right.
Am I ever going to have to take call every third night or whatever, you know? But when you look back on it, I mean, that 9 years, that's just a year short of a decade.
Mm-hmm.
that you spent after medical school to get where you are today.
Yeah, it was a long road, and it took a lot of support from friends and family to get through it.
Absolutely. And with your colleagues, you know, one of the things about being in medical school, pre-med medical school, so everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a trauma bond, for sure.
So you have that sort of group psychology, you know. Well, if Jennifer could do it, I can do it.
My two best friends are my co-residents in Houston, so.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, you stay tight for the rest of your lives, mm-hmm. because you're living together, you're working together, you're learning together, you support each other, you have each other's back, and it's a wonderful, wonderful, it's almost like a fraternity.
It is, because nobody else could possibly understand what it was like unless you were there.
Yeah, sleep deprivation, mm-hmm. eating meals irregularly, mm-hmm. And et cetera, et cetera. But the thing of it is, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
And who benefits the most from that is our patients. Mm-hmm. You know, you have well-trained physicians who are in medicine for the right reasons, and the patients benefit from that. It's great. Okay, well, we have two sisters here tonight as our guests. We're talking about organ transplantation, and this is Donate Life Month. So give us a call if you've had a transplant, if you're on the list to get a transplant. We would love to hear your story. Give us a call at 866-391-1020. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Okay, we are back on Medical Frontiers talking this evening about Donate Life Month. And as I said in the first segment, we have two guests this evening, Dr. Jennifer Carpenter. She's a transplant surgeon with AHN. And we also have her sister, who happens to be a patient, not a patient of Dr. Carpenter's, but she has had two kidney transplants. And we're very happy to have both of these young women here. And they have, three more siblings?
Three more.
Three more siblings.
Three more girls.
Maybe next year we can have some more, you know, what do you think? Huh? And Maggie Beers is with CORE. And Maggie, if you just tell us, what does CORE stand for, and what does CORE do, and what do you do with CORE?
CORE stands for the Center for Oregon Recovery and Education. And we help get donated organs to the surgeons and the recipients that need them.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about that process. Let's say, first of all, how many people in the United States are waiting for transplant organs?
I'm not too sure about the exact number, but over 100,000 people are waiting for kidneys alone.
Yeah, kidneys alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's somewhere around 200,000 or something like that. We take all organs, heart, liver, kidneys, et cetera. Walk us through the process.
When someone is designated on their license, they check that yes box, and there is some kind of traumatic event where they have to be placed on a ventilator. We get calls from participating hospitals that alert us to this, and it's a very lengthy process, actually, with a lot of steps, but we try to honor the wishes of the people that check yes on that box, and we do everything we can to make sure that their wishes to be an organ donor are fulfilled.
And I know sometimes there's some pushback from family. They weren't aware that their mother or father or their brother or sister had checked off that they wanted to be an organ donor. How do you handle that?
We have specific people called designated requesters whose sole job is to, approach families with that kind of information and talk with them about the wishes of their loved ones as wishing to be organ donors in situations. And so I personally don't have anything to do with that.
Yeah. Okay. I think some people think that they may be too old to donate. The eye does not have to be a biologic match because the cornea has no blood supply, really. And so there's no antigens there that are going to be rejected. So corneas can be taken from people who are over 100 years old if it's not a cloudy cornea that can be used. And there are other tissues like tendons, bone, that type of thing. For a while, I was actually the medical director of the bone bank at Allegheny General Hospital, and we did a couple of full body recoveries of bone and other tissues, so there are many things that can help. And tell us a little bit about how many people can be helped, say, with one donor. Sometimes it when you get in that chain of being helped in not only in Pittsburgh but maybe in Cleveland or San Diego, where organs can be shipped anywhere and so on, that type of thing, if you get a match.
Yeah, just by checking yes on your license, you can help save up to 8 lives with organ donation.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that people don't realize, that a very, very important part of donation is donating blood. I heard on the radio coming over here to the studio that every two seconds, somebody is getting a blood donation in the United States. That's pretty amazing, you know. And of course, the blood bank is not directly related to CORE, but donating blood is so simple. And there are people that have given gallons of blood over their lifetime, you know, every 6 or 8 weeks, every time they have made enough blood to give another unit. So it's very, very important that we keep that up too. And Dr. Carpenter, tell us a little bit about the surgical procedures. I don't know, during your fellowship, did you do much robotic surgery?
I did do a lot of robotic surgery during my fellowship. It was mostly hepatobiliary, so surgery on the liver and bile ducts for cancer and non-cancer
Tell reasons. Us a little bit about how intricate that is and some of the symptoms that people have when they have a problem with the hepatobiliary area of the body. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oftentimes, there are no signs or symptoms. We simply find it because they've had a CAT scan. But one of the most common signs and symptoms of having liver disease is, of course, your skin turning yellow, jaundice, from a backup of bile in your bloodstream.
Yes. And so sometimes there's a blockage because of a tumor or something, some malignant process in that area. But it also can have benign problems, too, where it's not secondary to a tumor. But just, you know, there are stones, there's inflammation.
Scar tissue, all sorts of problems.
Scar tissue and all that kind of thing that can be there. So, okay, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers, and we're talking about April being Donate Life Month with Dr. Jennifer Carpenter and her sister, Maggie Beers, who is a recipient of a couple kidneys from her family. So we'll be back after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
Okay, we're back for our next segment of Medical Frontiers. We're talking this evening about Donate Life Month and abdominal transplantation. Our guests are Dr. Jennifer Carpenter, who is a transplant surgeon at AHN, and her sister, Maggie Beers. And Maggie is a recipient of a couple kidneys over the years. Tell us a little bit about these robotic, minimally invasive surgery and so on, and how that has really changed the field of abdominal surgery in many, many ways.
Yeah, so robotics and transplantation has been hard to get people to sort of embrace. Transplant surgeons are trained to do these big open operations. We love that. So robotics has kind of lagged behind a little bit, but it's really becoming popular now, especially for what I do, which is living donor nephrectomies. So when my dad donated 20 years ago, he got a big open incision. And now to have a kidney removed, it's four small incisions and then a small C-section incision, you know, right above the pubic bone. So the healing time has decreased, pain has decreased, people get back to work faster, life faster. It's really made a difference in the recovery after a living donor nephrectomy.
And sometimes it takes a while. I can remember sitting in the surgical lounge at Allegheny General Hospital when lap cholecystectomies were just starting, and the general surgeon, never going to last, takes too long, you know, and we're not trained in that kind of stuff, you know. And now it's rare when somebody has a big subphrenic incision to have their gallbladder removed. You know, probably 99% of the gallbladders are removed, you know, laparoscopically, and appendectomies. Total colonectomies, taking the entire colon out through a few little incisions. That's just incredible.
Yeah, it's become the gold standard for most surgeries.
I wonder how that is. I have a granddaughter who is an anesthesia resident at Case Western in Cleveland. And she was telling me she's on the gynae service now, and she said, you'd be surprised how large a uterus they can take out with, you know, laparoscopic surgery and robotic assistance and so on. Sometimes it's so large, they actually put a bag around it and then
cut it up
so that it can be brought out through a small incision. It's just, you know, 30 years ago, you're talking, what are you talking about? That's just nonsense, you know.
Well, people are starting to do liver transplants robotically now, too. So yeah, that may be what my future likes in 10 years or so.
Yeah. Even the heart has been done with robotic assistance. And the thing of it is, the robot is not doing the surgery.
Right.
The robotic is the extension of our fingers and our arms and our eyes. The one thing about a robot, it doesn't shake.
It doesn't shake, and you can sit down for long surgeries. That helps.
And that doesn't need to get up to urinate on long surgeries.
That's true.
Okay. And, you know, they don't have to worry about shaking because they're very, very, very stable. And the lighting and the magnification is just absolutely amazing.
Well, I can see better with the robotic camera than I can with my own eyes. The detail is incredible.
One of the things, when I first started doing knee arthroscopy, I saw parts of the knee that I had never seen before, open incisions and so on, because you can get into every nook and cranny with the arthroscope. And so it actually is better. It's better for the patient, better for the physician doing the surgery because of the lighting, the steadiness, the magnification, and so on. And where do you see this going in the next 10 years? How do you think you'll be doing kidney and liver transplants?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked. We are going to start doing kidney transplants robotically at Allegheny General Hospital. We hope to be doing that by this summer.
Great.
So not only taking the kidneys out, but now putting them in to the recipients robotically.
Now, as a transplant surgeon, are you the one who takes the kidney from the donor, or do you just you're on the other end putting the kidney into a recipient?
If it's a living donor, so if it's someone who's donating their kidney, I do that donor surgery to remove the kidney.
Okay.
And someone else on my team would do the recipient surgery. Okay. When we're talking about cadaveric donors, because you can get those from all over the country, it's the local surgeon who removes those kidneys, and then they're sent to the recipients that they're meant to be.
Maggie, if you a donor in say on the West Coast is a match with somebody 1,000 miles away or whatever. Can those organs be transported and used in a distant facility?
Absolutely. There are medical devices that are being used that can prolong the life of an organ and keep it cold and secure and preserved, so that we are now able to do transplants from longer and longer and longer distances. I believe one of the longest distances for a transplant was from Alaska to somewhere on the East Coast.
Wow. That's amazing.
We get some organ offers from Puerto Rico as well. So
Wow.
They can come from anywhere.
Yeah. And is there a system used at all to perfuse the organs with some type of fluid or anything during that time? I know they have to be refrigerated.
Mm-hmm. So specifically for the abdominal organs, we put the kidneys on a pump system. It's cold perfusion that pumps throughout the kidney while it's on the machine, and that extends the amount of time it can be outside of a body. And livers also have a similar pump system. It's often normothermic, so it uses warm blood to perfuse the liver so that it can stay outside of the body for a longer period of time.
Okay. That's really amazing. Now, is that oxygenated blood?
Yes.
It's like a pump that is used for open heart surgery?
Yes.
That type
it's
of thing.
Essentially a recreating the body systems inside of this machine to keep the organ perfused and working and healthy until it's ready to be transplanted.
So it's like a heart-lung machine. Mm-hmm. I mean, it perfuses the organ. What is the longest that you have used an organ that was from a distance in time-wise,
I prefer to have kidneys transplanted within 30 hours. Livers somewhere between 6 and 8. Now, when you have pumps involved, that can be extended up to 24 hours for a liver.
That's amazing. And it used to be minutes.
Right.
Okay. Okay, this is Medical Frontiers. We're having a fun time here in the studio. We're talking about donating organs and the wonderful, wonderful things that can happen to our patients who are the recipients of these organs. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. That's how you can talk to our experts tonight in the studio. This is Donate Life Month. We'll be back. Okay, we're back for our last segment of Medical Frontiers, talking about Donate Life Month and transplantation. And we're chatting a little bit during the break. And I said, one of the things we need to talk about, and very highly important topic, and that is the shortage. And Jennifer, why don't you start with that, and then we'll go to Maggie. But there is a drastic shortage nationwide.
There is a nationwide shortage for all types of organs, particularly for kidneys. With the rates of diabetes and hypertension going up all across America, that's, long-term kidney disease. More people need transplants. There's simply not enough kidneys or other organs to go around. There's a huge shortage, and it's a big problem.
How long does somebody have to wait once they're on the list as a potential kidney transplant recipient? How long do they have to wait just in general?
It depends on where you are in the country. Here in Pittsburgh, the average waiting time is about 5 years. In California, it's 10 years.
Wow.
And most people who get on the list don't survive that long to actually get a kidney transplant.
So I mean, that's a long time for dialysis. I mean, Maggie, you were running out of time on dialysis. You only had 4 months where you, to be a successful recipient, you know. So it's very important. Have any idea how many people die a year because they've not been able to have a transplant?
Oh, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't 7 people die every day waiting for a kidney transplant?
It's something like that.
Yeah.
It's
every day, 7 people die waiting for a kidney transplant.
How about internationally? Do most countries, developed countries, do transplants?
So, yes. Their transplantation is big in Europe, Italy, Germany, the UK. They have well-constructed organ transplant systems there. Japan has a big organ transplant community. A lot of those are living donations, though. So the availability of cadaveric organs is different throughout the world.
What about the Middle East?
India has a transplant society. Yes, there is some in the Middle East, but most of them are, you know, in big cities, big developed cities.
Family to family donation for a recipient. Do some of those people come to the United States to have their surgery?
They do. So intestinal surgery in particular is not done a lot of places. And so, for example, when I was at Georgetown, we had a lot of Middle Eastern families with the genetic intestinal diseases who would come to Georgetown for intestine transplants.
Mm-hmm. We talk about intestinal transplants. Are the majority of those done in younger people, children?
It's often in children. And then some older adults who've sustained, you know, gunshot wounds to the abdomen and lose all their small bowel, or Crohn's disease, where they've lost a significant amount of bowel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and are those getting more and more successful with time, or?
I'd like to think so, yes. I don't do them at AHN,
mm-hmm.
And there's very few places in the country that do, but when they work great. Mm-hmm. And it really gives those people back their life.
You would think just from a technical standpoint it would be pretty complicated, because you're talking about arterial supply, venous supply to an organ that is not a solid organ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's squishy, and it certainly it needs a blood supply.
Mm-hmm.
It needs an arterial and a venous supply. And so that surgery is microsurgery.
It is.
Hooking everything up and so on. And so, you know, maybe in the future those will be, you know, technologically maybe a little easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
with the robots, et cetera. You know, maybe that'll one of the areas that'll be helped with that type of transplantation. In your practice, do you do more kidney transplants than liver transplants?
At AHN, we do somewhere between 50 and 80 liver transplants a year, and somewhere between 90 and 115 kidney transplants
a year. Okay, so there's more kidneys. That are, mm-hmm. Double liver and kidney at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yep, some people get a liver and a kidney at the same time. We're doing heart kidneys, so they get a heart and a kidney transplant mm-hmm. at the same time as well.
And In general, if somebody needs a heart transplant and a kidney transplant, time-wise, how long of the surgical procedure is that?
So we would always let the heart team go first.
Well, and that's because they have bigger egos.
They do. They're much louder and much more aggressive. But yeah. The heart or the liver would go first. Make sure that goes smoothly and that there's no complications. And then we would put the kidney in either right after that surgery is completed or usually the next morning.
I see. Okay. So that's a long, long time. Lots of surgeons, lots of people involved with that. You know, mm-hmm. it's just incredible. a couple of weeks ago, we were doing a show at the convention center for the Home and Garden Show, and there was a piece in the paper, and it was on TV and the radio and so on, an all-female cast of characters mm-hmm. performing surgery at Allegheny General Hospital.
Yeah, that was great.
And everybody in the room, a female, which is really it. Are there more females coming into transplant surgery?
Absolutely. 20 years ago, there were no females, hardly at all. And now, at least we have a representation.
Okay. Okay, we need to say goodnight. Maggie Beers, thanks so much for being here. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Keep taking your medication, and let's hope that kidney lasts for a long, long time.
Yes.
And Dr. Carpenter, it's always a pleasure seeing you. Thanks so much for inviting your sister here this evening.
Well, thanks for having us.
And listening audience, donate, donate, donate. This is Medical Frontiers saying good night. We'll be back in 1 week.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.